This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Final push from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. We'll let you hear her a little bit later in the show. This is it. The countdown's on. We are almost in to the final countdown of Election Day. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage. Who better to join us at the top than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Ellen, can you believe it? We're finally here at the end of the road, or so we think.
I can't. I'm actually at Fox News Channel, where I'll be on tonight and tomorrow night, talking about the election, of course. And I have to tell you, everybody here is like 24 more hours. I think we will have a president by this time tomorrow night. I do. And you'll be hearing from us.
So you do. So you and I have talked about this a lot, where you think it's kind of a coin flip. Are you still sticking with that?
Yes, absolutely. I think we don't know. I think the polls could easily be wrong. They have been wrong about Donald Trump in the primaries. People have lied to pollsters, which is what people tend to do. I think it's a little bit of a game now. And that's where we're at on this. There's also, of course, some down-ballot issues that are important, including things like the marijuana initiative, the death penalty initiative. There's a lot of things like that. And there's five hotly contested Senate races in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Florida, North Carolina, and actually Wisconsin. So that's kind of interesting. There's actually nine referendums on marijuana legalization.
Yeah, and where does that end up? California, one of those states, I think California passes it. What do you say?
Right. It's, I think that California probably does pass it. But, you know, then there's some questions about, in California, about whether to have the death penalty at all or whether to speed up. And so, those are also two questions going on in California. There are a lot of citizen initiatives this time around.
Wow. And, you know, as you said, you're at Fox News right now, so paint that picture for everybody. It's crazy talking about the 24-hour countdown. It's got to be a lot of bodies there. And Fox News, is their electoral map, you might know this, Ellen, is favoring Trump.
Right. But it does change. It changed through the hours today, actually. So I think we really don't know. What we do know is, I can tell you, the streets are all closed off, not for Donald Trump, who's going to be at the Hilton, but for Hillary Clinton, that took the entire Javits Center. She did get rid of her two-minute firework display on the Hudson, so that's not going to happen tonight, either way.
Wow. Craziness. The if Trump loses the election, What do you know? There's rumors that he's going to start his own network, et cetera, because he's pals with a guy that used to run the place where you are right now, Roger Ailes. I think either way, Trump comes out on top in a different sort of manner. What do you think?
Well, in a different manner, although I can tell you that a lot of the branding with his name on it in some of the buildings here, like the ones along the river here, will probably not continue, or if they continue, they certainly won't be adding to that. So I think in terms of, he's got to do something else like Trump TV, as opposed to just relying, if he loses the election, on his name brand. Although, again, there's a lot of people that like his name brand, but you're in this liberal New York City.
That's true. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow throughout the night. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, that's good stuff. And you can catch Ellen, as she said, on Fox. So when you flip around to Fox, you'll be able to catch catch Elle there talking about this election. And, you know, I mentioned what the electoral maps look like. And as we head down the stretch, it is kind of all over the place. And I've agreed with her all along. And also Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who's been on a lot as well. And all three of us agree that it's just that tight. I know many people listening think, oh, this is Trump is just going to blow this out of the water, for reasons that Ellen said, that people lie to pollsters. They don't really say what they how they really voted and or how they're going to vote and all this other stuff when they're called and asked questions. And she does make a great point on that, and that's true. But I think it comes down to counting the Beanos, which is just crazy if you think about it. Which, it's interesting, when Hillary Clinton, when they announced that Hillary Clinton was going to do the fireworks deal on the Hudson, the thing that I thought was, wow, that is almost tempting fate. It's like the team that has the champagne on ice, and then they don't get to pop the corks. They're so sure they're going to win the title or win the rung on the ladder that gets them closer to the title and through another round in the playoffs, pick any sport. And I've actually seen this happen a couple of times, and boy, that is the worst. It's almost like the jinx effect of planning the parade route before you've bagged the championship. So I think that people told her to back off of that. Here's the deal. Dems say they're boosting the lead in Florida and it's showing in early voting, but I think that state is still too tough, a very, very tough state to call. Donald Trump says we're leading in Michigan. I'm not surprised by that. We've certainly heard rumbles of Michigan, and this is early voting. That's what we would be talking about there. So you've got some people saying Donald Trump wins this thing big. You have other people saying Hillary Clinton wins this thing big. Most of the polls have it very, very close. Clinton is up 4 points in the Washington Post ABC Election Eve tracking poll, for what that's worth. So 4 points. And, you know, the motto there is fighting for us. That's her part of her motto. And according to the poll, that they put her up 47% to 43%, but that edge is so small. Remember, you need 270 electoral votes to win. He's got advantages, Trump does, in Colorado. I'd say a little bit in Florida, North Carolina, New Hampshire. We've talked to many of you listening to us in New Hampshire, and you've talked about that. Nevada, Ohio, they're toss-ups that could really be deadly. If Hillary Clinton takes Florida, then she's closer to that 270. If she doesn't, then it can certainly swing the other way. The FBI process of combing through the quadrillion emails is done for now. This whole craziness with the director, Comey, and what's happened is befuddling, bewitching, and absolutely outrageous. So Comey informed Congress that they were looking at 650,000 emails on the Anthony Weiner laptop, but by the end of the weekend, they said nothing was found in the emails. How are they combing through them to change his mind? So give me a break on that. Timing is everything, huh? Democrats and Republicans blasting the FBI director. So there is partisan approval there. For different reasons, they're both blasting the director. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, like I said, this is the final push for Hillary Clinton. It was earlier on Monday, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, full tilt. And for Hillary Clinton, the Obamas came out, Biden was out there, as they have been. Michelle Obama was stumping, and Barack Obama was stumping for her. Bill Clinton was out there, still trying to rally people to vote. And in Philadelphia, my hometown, the land of liberty, where you've got the Constitution Center and Independence Hall, there was a big concert. In fact, I think we have a little clip of it. Bruce Springsteen, one of the many musicians that was playing on the area called, or at the area called Liberty Plaza. I believe we have some of Bruce. Ah, maybe not. Maybe Bruce got stuck in traffic. So, and went hoarse after singing at the big party in Philly. So while that was happening, one of the things Trump said earlier in the day is he didn't need, you know, people to go and do that for him. He didn't need a list of famous people to do it, that he was there and he was having these great rallies and he didn't have a piano or he didn't have drums or whatever. I heard that a couple of times. And so on this road to the finish line, Clinton says it's time to heal and Trump says it's time to build a wall. It's time for you to vote, and I hope many people that listen to America Tonight already voted or are going to vote, because to me there's no greater privilege than being an American, I have to say, and part of it is the way I was raised. I was raised the opposite of what many people were raised to believe in as far as talking about politics or religion or whatever. I didn't grow up in that politically correct household. My mother only cared. We didn't have to even agree with her. She only cared that we paid attention and we had opinions even as kids, and really drummed it into us how exciting it was to have the right to vote. And as I said, I grew up right outside of Philadelphia, maybe 10 minutes from where that concert was today, so I get it. Trust me, the many years that I walked by Ben Franklin's house and Betsy Ross's house, all that history, it really seeped into my bones. So I really mean it when I say left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. It's important to let your voice be heard. There is no question about it. If you want to weigh in as we count down the hours, the minutes, etc., you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan, a state very much in play for Donald Trump. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I'm
standing
got you.
Here with thousands and thousands and thousands of people still in line to see the great Donald Trump. This looks like Disney World on a special day. It's crazy.
Really? Because everybody wants a piece of Donald Trump. Yep.
It's unbelievable. There haven't been this many people in line out here since President Ford died and they had a funeral right here. I mean, some people got here at 9:45 and look what time it is now.
Wow.
So, yeah. All right, y'all for Trump here.
I can hear that.
Hear that?
I hear that. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And they're excited.
I don't know where they're putting them. If you can, tomorrow, hopefully, there'll be signs. I'm running around with a flag here, you know, in USA, USA. I think I've run like 6 miles so far.
I love that. Six miles.
You know, this is unbelievable. I mean, you know, they have some little groups here that are protesting. You should see the sad faces on them.
Really? So sad little a little band of people protesting.
Oh yeah, they're not even making a noise. They just walk around with a little sign, and you know. And it looks like they're giving away money, okay? I mean,
wow.
Grand Rapids, this is just incredible. I'm telling you, I can't figure out how to count how many people are in here because the line went, you know, back and forth. Like, you know how they do, you know, like a figure eight? It was
right.
Crazy. It was crazy. I figured there was probably 10,000 people in line, and and I don't know where they're putting the line. Keeps moving, so I don't know where.
Oh, that's great! I love it.
But the enthusiasm and the American people have really decided that this is the moment that they've been waiting for, and they can't wait any longer. And it is just, you know, I wish I had some sort of video feed to give you, Kate.
So there's a good question. Do you think that the people are Trump that he is going to win the state?
Well, you know, I think that if ever there was a chance in the last, 20 years or whatever to win the state, it's today. It's tonight. I mean, look at it. This is on a work day, okay? It's midnight, and there are, 30,000, 40,000 people out here. I'm telling you, it's like they were giving away, gold. It's unbelievable. And, when Tomas doesn't know what to say, it's a big thing.
Yeah, it is a big thing because, Tomas, you are always very articulate, but I can tell you're very excited, and I'm glad that you called us to tell us what was happening in Grand Rapids, our man on the ground. How about that? Like a reporter. Yeah. Very,
right.
Very good. So you keep...
Yeah. Trump is,
keep an eye on what's...
Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent was the one who started it up. And then, Governor Pence is speaking right now. Trump hasn't even gotten to the podium yet. So... it's
wow.
An explosion when he gets in there. Listen, I'll let you go because I know you got a lot of people that want to talk to you. Thanks again for the opportunity. But I'll tell you what, I would not be surprised if tomorrow you see the returns coming out showing Michigan going front.
All right, Tomas is there in Grand Rapids waiting for Trump. Thank you, Tomas. And he answered the question, does Michigan go the way of Donald Trump? And it certainly feels that way, which is why still spending extra time there to get the last minute feelings of the people and to let them know that we're here for you was basically, make America great again, really resonated with the people in Michigan. So, wow. While that's happening, I do have an announcement. Hillary Clinton won the tiny town of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. 8 people there cast midnight ballots in an election day tradition. So she did win in that little hamlet. They have already counted those 8 votes, but we're very far from the finish line. This is, again, the election going into tilt, and last-minute campaigning conversations, trying to rally voters. That's what Trump is doing. That was the same thing with Hillary Clinton during the day, certainly. And it looks like, North Carolina early voting, they say, is actually warming up toward Clinton, because the thought was North Carolina could go Donald Trump's way as well, and it doesn't mean it still won't. It just means that they're reading the tea leaves of just some early votes. It's showing more Clinton than the other way around. The election forecast, by the way, rain in some states, and when they say there's weather that keeps people away from voting, which would be a sad state of affairs, it can play a significant role. I understand when you have heavy snow, etc. And some of the areas include Texas, where the weather could get pretty bad. They're saying scattered showers in parts of the Midwest as well. The rest of the country looks pretty darn sunny to me. Iowa and Wisconsin, a few showers in the morning. Don't forget to vote. Stay with us.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it till you call it for me.
Can't start a fire sitting round crying over a broken heart. These guns for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, you can't start a fire. Worrying about your little world falling apart. These guns for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
All right, Bruce Springsteen, as I mentioned, we found him. He was in hiding, but there he pops up. He was part of that crowd in Philadelphia doing the Clinton rally while Donald Trump is still wrapping things up in Michigan. I was mentioning the weather, and is the weather a factor? For some states, weather is a factor. As far as rain is concerned, but does that rain, the scattered showers, keep people away from voting in the Great Lakes area and in the Midwest and in Texas and other parts of the Southeast? Does that stop people? I would say no. I'd say if it was really, really significant, that would be, different. And the reason people talk so much about weather is there was a study they did, gosh, maybe 10 years ago, that found that if Richard Nixon would have would have probably edged out JFK in the 1960 election, which people forget was close, if the weather had turned out nasty in a few states. So conversely, if Florida had been drier in 2000, simulations show that Al Gore would have carried the state and won the presidency. I don't know. Do you believe that? Do you think that people are not going to put on their galoshes and go out? Maybe. Maybe there's something to that. But I don't think the weather is going to be that ridiculous, because the batch of showers should rip through Michigan during the day, hit Ohio by lunchtime, and hang around until the polls close in western Pennsylvania. They'll see a little bit of rain, but nothing flood-like or anything that's too ridiculous. I'm going to throw out the digits again so people can throw in their comments, because we want to make sure you get a chance to do that. I will go to the mailbag, which is really overflowing, but 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Everett's out there in Washington. Hey, Everett, what do you hear from the people you know? Does it feel like Trump to you? What does it feel like?
It feels like Trump down here in Washington State.
Yeah, makes sense. A lot of signs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of signs out.
A lot of people talking.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he'll spank them just like the Raiders spanked the Broncos the other night.
I love that game, by the way. It was a great game. I was watching it.
It was a great game tonight, that Seahawks game was pretty good, too.
It was a great game tonight. I think that there's something to that, people discounting, and there's your great analogy. And so maybe there's something to that as far as trying to figure out who wins the election. But the Seattle Buffalo game, man, that came down to the wire. 31-25, as you know, Everett. Seahawks win it, for people who are listening and say, what? What are you talking about? 31 points, pretty explosive.
Yeah, it was about time we got some pretty good games on Monday night and Sunday night for a change.
I know. I hate it when those games are weak. The last Sunday night's game was good between the Eagles and the Cowboys that went into overtime, but you're right. There was the week before that, there was the really low-scoring tie, which was ridiculous. But, yeah, I'd rather see some great football. And now it's going to be about numbers of a different sort. It's going to be about what happens in the election. And you already voted, Everett?
Oh, yeah. Already voted.
You voted early, yeah. A lot of people are early voting and, you know, showing their stickers, sticking their stickers out there and putting them on Facebook and everything else. Thanks for the call, Everett. And other people waiting until Election Day. I'm one of those people. I wait till Election Day just because of, for me, it's sort of like that, the history of what I like to do. You know, it's like the Kate history files. If I am able, I try to vote on the day. But I have done it once where I early voted. And I know that the early voting in my hood, which I live walking distance from the polling place, was pretty brisk. It was very, very brisk. And in Texas, it depends on the enclave, like so many other places. Either you're seeing kind of a mixed bag, or all Trump, or in some cases, a bunch of Clinton-Kane signs. But, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball. I've talked to so many people for the last 2 years about this election. And now here we finally are. And that's why throughout the week, too, we've been letting you hear past conversations leading up to the election. People's thoughts, like Kinky Friedman even, and Jesse Ventura. And Kinky Friedman couldn't be more left and said he was not a Hillary fan any longer. He said that months and months ago. You had Jesse Ventura who said, rip the whole process up and just should be a popularity contest and let's just write in names. So, and then other Democratic strategists and Republican strategists have come on and have a tale to tell about how it looks and who looks good in the polls. And when we look at the issues, what are the issues that are really underneath the skin of most American people? And I'll tell you, if Trump wins the election, which is really interesting to me, that I think it won't so much be about immigration, believe it or not. It'll be more about health care. It'll be more about health care because premiums are going up, up, up. People are furious. They don't know how they're going to pay for it. Companies are upset about the premiums as well because of the number multiplying by way too many times. And overall, the situation with health care is so abysmal in this country that you hear very few people say, yeah, my health care is good. Mm-hmm. It's great. People who work for huge, huge companies, where if you multiply the factor, yeah, it goes up a little bit for them, but they can afford it, perhaps. But I hear very few people saying that. Even my friends who have worked at places for a long time, where they used to say, oh, yeah, I have one friend, and she works for a huge, huge, huge company. I'll say the company, it's Macmillan. And of course, they do retirement benefits and for different corporations around the country. And her benefits are great. She's the only one of all the professional people I know, because I have a mixed bag of friends. Hey, it's not about the degree. I have some friends who don't have degrees, who started their own businesses. I have friends who have degrees and were professionals working in certain occupations. And even people I know that work for universities, not happy. Their benefits aren't as good as they used to be. More out-of-pocket money that they can't afford. Somebody I know at a young age just had a gallbladder. I'm giving you a pertinent example. Somebody I know just had a gallbladder surgery, and it had to be done and was very, very young, so not the normal age. And normally what were thought to be pretty good benefits had to pay at least $10,000 out of pocket right away, and then there was some other cost connected to that, and the company paid like 75%, whereas they used to pay more than 90%, and they didn't realize that wasn't going to be the case. So that's people being blindsided, my friends. And if Trump does win this election, I think, yes, you could point to immigration. That's what first put him on the map. I'm going to take care of immigration. But I think the outcry over health care more than anything else, I mean, we could talk about a blocked vote. I don't think it would be even about that. I think the frustrations over health care are not unfounded. There are all kinds of stories out there about what people are going through and what they're avoiding and everything in between that you can imagine because of the high rates. So to me, that's what it signifies if he wins. That's number one. And I would love to see those, and we will, see the exit polls and what people say. That would be top of the list. Then you could go to immigration and you could go to a few other, I'll say, make America great hot buttons. But to me, and that is definitely attached to Hillary Clinton, she would continue along the same path the way Obamacare is abysmal. You've got people that are just not even doing anything, just saying, screw it, I'll just take the fine. And where they would have even been covered before, they're not even covered, which is not good because the idea was, oh, yeah, everyone's going to be covered. But now it's not what the situation is. In some cases, I mean, listen, the pre-existing condition deal, that part is good. And I've said this before because I did so much on healthcare. Every time I asked somebody about it, what I was always told is, hey, we had to ramrod it through, so then we're going to take it apart. But it hasn't been dismantled quickly enough, so it's really starting to catch lots and lots of people. We've got a mailbag coming up and calls. If you want to let your voice be heard, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
He has insulted everyone, more than half the population, by the way, immigrants, African Americans, Latinos, POWs, Muslims, women. He then launches an attack on our democracy, refusing to say whether or not he would accept the outcome of the election. Well, let's show tomorrow there will be no question about the outcome of this election.
And as she was speaking, Hillary Clinton, again, just like Donald Trump, pounding the pavement for those votes on this historic election cycle. Let's go to the phones, 855-266-5283, and then we're going to hit the mailbag. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, greetings from San Francisco, Kate. I hadn't called in a while.
Hey, by the way, I caught you on one of the sports.
I know. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Yeah, you did a nice job.
Oh, you did. You caught me on NBC.
Oh, is that it?
Thank you.
I wasn't sure if it was ESPN or not. It was one of the ESPN stations.
It was NBC. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what I'm interested in with this race, you know, I like the whole idea of taxation with representation. That's what America was founded on. You know, the idea that we, people, pool our money together on April 15th, and then we can buy stuff. We can buy a hospital, we can buy roads or bridges or sewer systems or whatever, and we get to decide how that money's going to be spent. We elect people, we're supposed to get some honest people to review all of the costs of this and that, make sure that we don't get ripped off. So the thing that's bugging me is the top secret budgets. And then the idea that not only are the top secret budgets killing us, but that the taking science out of the textbooks is going to ruin the life for the next generation. Because if those kids don't know how to make road tar, you know, if road tar is a pretty expensive thing at some point. It used to be that road tar was about as cheap as you could get. Now it's costing a highway, I think it's $60 million a mile to build a highway. And how can that be?
Wow, $60 million. Wait, go back to that. $60 million a mile? I didn't even know that. Really?
Yeah, and when you start looking at every major city, and they've got, you know, the idea of putting in streetcar lines or something, God almighty, I mean, you could have streetcar lines everywhere for less than $60 million a mile. I mean, you could have a full infrastructure rather than fixing potholes at that expense. And the idea that these politicians don't know enough science or that they're being locked out of the real budget. You know, for example, now every time there's a shooting at a school, the Homeland Security gets a piece of the budget for security at school. And no wonder the school districts are going bankrupt if the Homeland Security is hogging the money. And so it's the idea that taxation with representation includes having a clean budget that the politicians can see. We need to have some honest oversight of this stuff. And if you remember, 15 years ago, after the World Trade Center, we got stuck with the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act says that it's against the law for the politicians to be able to tell the public about top-secret budget. So it's been a scam for 15 years, and every time you turn around, there's a new terrorist watch list and some new terrorist event that creates a new top-secret budget. So that's the thing that's really killing us, and so I'm real interested in getting not only to the truth of 9/11, but also to the idea that we the people have to have the right to have taxation with representation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean I agree with you. And this is part of the problem. You know, you could split hairs on some issues, then on other issues, flat out. We got to all say that, look, this is just ridiculous. And I agree with you. It's ridiculous, and especially the secret budgetary pockets that we're not aware of, and then all of a sudden that flies out of the corner. It's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Sure. You know, this thing about Comey, recently with the FBI, I was looking up Comey, in Wikipedia and a few other, you know, just kind of doing some basic research on him. And I noticed that he used to be on the board of directors of a famous bank called Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, HSBC. And it sounds like a Chinese bank, but it's actually a British bank based in London. So Comey used to be on the board of directors of HSBC. And that, to me, right away kind of raises the hairs on the back of my head, because how come an FBI director is on the board of directors of a British bank? I mean, the 1776, they would have been spinning in their graves if they thought that, you know, the chief investigating officer of federal crimes is working with a British bank. But what makes it worse is HSBC was busted now for doing doing money laundering for the drug trade for the last probably 50 years and maybe for 100 years. So the FBI director is on the board of a drug money laundering bank. And in fact, I'm not really a huge fan of the old, Lyndon LaRouche. You remember he ran for president back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In 1977, he was actively trying to make sure that HSBC didn't get a business license in America. That HSBC only got a business license in America in 1977. And he fought it every bit of the way, and he had some famous quotes about the Queen of England dealing drugs. Well, this was kind of how it was based, because HSBC had allegations of, you know, the heroin trade, money laundering, and, you know, cocaine trade, and this and that. And because of Lyndon LaRouche's hard work on that, I think Ronald Reagan actually put him on the early drug task force. And he fell off of that task force right away once he discovered Oliver North. And so Lyndon LaRouche tried to warn us about this HSBC, and it's only been in the last couple of years that they officially got busted. But Comey was on their board. And I don't understand, you know, how this isn't a bigger scandal. Because, like you were saying, the oversight, the trust in our public officials, well, here's a guy who's on a British bank right from the start, but then a British bank that's doing money laundering for drug trade. So it's gotten way too ugly. And I'm the top secret budgets to me have got to go. People have got to know how this is all really working. Otherwise,
I agree. And there's one thing, like I said, David, that's the one thing, geez, that we can, I think most of us, thanks for the call, we're up against it. I think it's the one thing that all of us could agree on. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever. I think we would all agree that, gosh, we need that. When we talk about transparency, there's areas that we could have the transparency that we don't, and it's infuriating to see because we can't see. And thus becomes the dagger and cloak that we don't need, stuff that money-wise that should be known and not covered up. But this is nothing new, and this has been an argument that we've seen really that's happened in the last couple of decades, even to pick the issue, pick where the money's buried, pick what the topic is, and we'll be able to talk about it, because that's it. The final pitch is in the ground in these battleground states, Clinton and Trump. Who takes it? Too close to call or not? What say you? Interesting to think about it, isn't it? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.